People don't take trips. Trips take people, wrote John Steinbeck in Travels with Charlie in Search of America. Paul and I each went on a trip. These trips changed us as people, and we came back a bit different because of what we saw, what we did, and how it made us feel. I am sure that all of you have been on some sort of trip, whether it was far away or close to home, that left you different in some way. Perhaps it changed your way of thinking or your connectedness to people, the land, or both. 2 years ago, when I turned 39, my dear husband asked what I wanted to do for my 40th birthday. And I told him that I wanted to go to Scotland, the land of my ancestors. He said, okay, and the planning began. We went with a little tour company with little coach buses, because little coaches can go little places. And we didn't want to learn how to drive on the wrong side of the road. And honestly, it's really helpful when someone with you can tell you what you're looking at. So I expected to go on this trip and see some pretty scenery, meet some nice people, get some history, eat some interesting things. Yes, I like haggis, don't hold it against me. And drink a little whiskey. I could not have been more right or wrong about what I was doing. As our guide Grant drove us around Scotland, I began to realize something. I found a home that I knew, didn't know, that I was missing. These people were my people. This land was my land. And as I traveled to the area that my ancestors came from, I could feel an energy in the ground connecting me to my long-ago past. Stopping in Glencoe, Fort William, and the battlefields of Culloden, I could hear the battles that were fought for freedom, which led my ancestors to come to America. In Orkney, at Scarabray and the Ring of Brogdor, it was as if I could see the ancient Norse going about their daily lives, coming together to take care of one another during the bad times and celebrating their good times. I stood on the shores of Mull and Iona and Skye, and I stood among the highland moors and the mountains with the ground beneath my feet, the wind blowing past me, and at Scotland, so the rain was falling gently on me. The wind and the rain cleansed me of all the things that had been weighing me down. And the rock and the dirt beneath my feet connected me to the strange home I had found. And when the stars or the sun would peek through, I was reminded that I am made of the same stuff as those stars. The same water that flows in the fairy pools and the rivers. The same molecules that ran past as rabbits and red deer. And all the same elements as the last of the blooming heather. We were all connected. That last day, I hugged all of my coach traveling companions goodbye. My dear husband and I tucked into our bed for our final night in Edinburgh before flying home. As I drifted off to sleep, I was at peace with the sounds of this place, my new old home. Coming in through the window, the people, the rain, the breeze, and one lone owl who would have a great time talking to anyone who would listen. It was odd to come back home to Colorado. I was almost homesick for Scotland, and I felt a little untethered. It wasn't until several weeks later that I was drinking coffee really early one morning on my deck when the sun was coming up. And there was an owl that was chatting to anyone who would listen. And a rabbit came out to munch on the last of the dandelion leaves. And all of a sudden, I was no longer untethered. I had found my place once again in that interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part.